What is, and I know it's never a convenient time, but what is the most inconvenient place you've ever broken down?
Broken down. It was almost on the way here. It was almost Shelbyville Road.
Yeah, you were talking about your battery is...
First it was English Station, then it was Shelbyville Road. And I was like, no. So yeah, I got the oil changed a couple weeks ago. And they're like, yeah, your battery's kind of starting to really run low. And cold weather is going to agitate that a little bit. You might want to get that taken care of sooner than later. I'm like, all right, I got it.
Right.
I'm going to get it done next week.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to have more time next week. I'm going to handle that next week. Yeah. It looks like I'm going to handle that today if I can get it out of the parking lot.
Yeah, that's... I remember... I mean, when cars don't car, then we realize how dependent on them we are.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, because I was like, then I'm starting to go, okay, what's my backup plan? Because my husband's still sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You're here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really like, so how long would AAA come give me a jump start? Yeah, I was going through all the things this morning. I was like, oh, no. Got here. The rest of the day, though, could be a mystery.
Yeah, because my wife has so many out of town like gigs. Because she's a professional musician, so she travels a lot for like her gigs and stuff.
You gotta make sure that she's in tip top shape with the car.
Well, and that always isn't the case, and so. I remember there have been times when it's been like a Sunday night. She's coming back from a gig.
Oh, no.
And she's on I-71, not I-71 like right around the Snyder.
Right.
We're talking I-71 up in like Ohio, north of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, the car broke down. And it's like Sunday night, and I get the kids in the car. We got to go get her.
My gosh, seriously?
Yeah, I remember that was a scenario, and then we had the car towed.
Do you have AAA?
Yeah, but we had the car towed to a dealership that was closed, and then we had them work on it, and then we had to make the trip back up to Cincinnati to pick the car up.
That's an ordeal.
Yeah, so that was probably one of the most inconvenient times.
At that point, I'd be like, we need a new car!
I know, it's like, all right, you know what, keep the car!
What else you got?
I remember another time we were driving, and, you know, we're just driving, and then it's like, all of the lights turn on.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Well, that can't
be
good.
Well, that doesn't look right.
Honey, can you find the manual? What does that mean?
And you know, pressing on the gas. And I'm like, well, that doesn't seem to be gassing as much as it should be. Like, I remember, according to the mechanic, I dropped a valve. I dropped a valve in the engine, an engine valve or something like that. It just broke.
Oh.
And you're like, well, that's not very common. So, you know, that's...
Was that needed?
Obviously it was. So I remember getting off the freeway. And again, you know, we're up by Speedway up on 71.
Yeah.
And I remember getting it off the freeway and pulling it. And the only place that I was able to get it to, I parked it. There was a gas station... adult gentlemen's club combination
that
I was able to pull and park it up right there.
Yeah. That's good times.
Yeah.
When cars don't car, it can be, and I've got a 2020, so it's a newer, and it's lots of electronics.
Car. Yeah.
So when there's lots of electronics,
right.
When the electronics don't have the juice from the battery,
right.
Things can go south real quick.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning.
I
never had that fancy of a car before with the electronics.
I've told you that I don't get phone calls from my daughters.
Unless it's bad.
Unless there's something wrong.
Like they need something.
And so...
We're in a pickle.
Yeah. So I get... this is over the summer. Or actually, it might have been last year. But anyways, I get a call from Sophia and one of my daughters. And I'm like, okay. So I pick up. And she's like, Dad, there's something. There's noise on my car. I'm on the freeway. You know, I'm like,
Dad,
all right.
Dad could diagnose that over the phone. No problem.
I'm like, all right. But like, she's like, it sounds like I hit something, but I didn't. And,
oh, boy.
And blah, blah, blah. And this and that and this and that.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm like, all right, pull over. And I'm like, you know, so she pulls over. And I'm like, okay, where are you? And so, like, she's in hospital curve.
Oh,
But like she pulled over not to the right. She pulled over right in the center where it splits off, and I'm like,
oh, that's not a great spot.
I'm like, you're gonna have to figure out how to move.
Oh,
you have to move out of, like, you got to get it somewhere. So it turned out like she literally she had a couple of tires on the car that were going bald.
A couple of them?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And the tread literally peeled off the car, and it was
that can happen.
And so she heard the noise of the tire slapping
like
the
yeah.
inside of the wheel well
every time
it goes around. So yeah, that was.
She's lucky that did not just completely blow off.
Oh, I know. So
wow.
So yeah. So anyways, got her new tires, and I remember the lady at the tire place. She was very nice. She listens to the show.
Oh, great!
And she requested that we play more Kelly Clarkson, and I was like, okay,
great,
noted.
Thank you for the tires and the request.
Yes, noted.